Thank you. This relates to the work of the Group of Experts on Climate Change Resilience and what we can do for the road and the rail networks is see where traffic occurs and then combine that with projections on climate change and see, combine those two things to see where the most risk is. Perhaps it's different on the inland waterways because unless there's a storm or a drought, you're going to have continuous flows and you won't have damage in the same way. That's something to think about. Okay, thank you.